You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Today is the 17th of September. That's crazy. We missed last week. It feels weird coming back now.
Kind of.
I'm in like a little weird state. I got up today at like 6 in the morning, went for a run. Stupid idea. I don't know why I do that. Every time I regret it.
Right.
Like right now my legs are hurting.
6 in the morning?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Why not?
I need to be motivated like you, man. I woke up at like 12 today.
Well, no, I used to be like a year ago, I was like 210. So anytime I look in the mirror, I'm like, I got to keep the,
I got a benchmark now. Yeah.
And, you know, I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. He's insane. He wakes up at like 4 in the morning or some shit, which is like preposterous.
Have you ever seen Dwayne Johnson, what he does on the road?
No, so I haven't. I know how much he eats, though.
Yeah, he brings his own personal gym everywhere he goes.
Like a trailer?
Like a trailer with a personal gym. And it's huge. Like, it's a huge gym.
That's insane. I don't know. See, I'm not that extreme. I will, like, run for an hour.
Yeah.
Listen to, like, a podcast or, like, read an article while I'm running or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't get up that early every time because most of the time I have work or whatever, right. Stuff like that. Like, today I had a podcast, so I was like, I got a little extra time. I don't have to leave my house until 7, so. But, yeah.
It feels a little early for some reason. I don't know why.
I thought it was Sunday today when I got up, honestly.
Doesn't even feel like Tuesday.
Nice out. Like, damn, it's Tuesday, bro.
It came quick because I feel like I just texted you the other week saying that I wasn't able to show up last week because my car was in the shop. But, yeah, man, that's crazy how time flies.
Like, I don't even remember last
seconds.
Week.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Literally nothing. I mean, I worked. But
of course,
that's nothing. But you know, that's like your everyday thing.
So but are you usually free Wednesdays, or do you work
Wednesdays? I work 2 Wednesdays out of the month.
Out of the month.
So yeah, me and my buddy switch on Wednesdays.
Got you. You work next Wednesday?
No.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I'm feeling it. Next Wednesday is my birthday.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I've been talking about it for like every show, just so people can, you know, hint on Facebook, Instagram, you know, send me some shit if you want, you know.
I can't do much. It's only 20.
No, I know.
Can't do shit.
No, I'm probably gonna get a. I think what I'm gonna do now, because I've been debating last couple of weeks. I think I'm gonna get a hotel room at the Renaissance Center.
Okay.
Excuse me, the Marriott, and then I don't know, just play some. I don't know, like a game night type of thing.
Okay.
Might do that.
Yeah.
It sounds the best.
Yeah, it sounds dope.
Because before that, I'm gonna probably like do a little bit of bar hopping. I do have work the next day, but not until like midnight. So
who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
It's your birthday.
Fuck it.
Surprised you didn't get the day off.
I know, I did get the day off. Not the next day, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess.
The day after, it's
not shit.
Yeah.
It's like, fine. Okay, 364 more days.
I don't get like hungover or anything anyway. I don't plan on drinking that much, but still.
Like, yeah, it's crazy how much you just. You can't wait for your birthday, and then it's over.
And then
in a second.
In a second,
and
the next day you're like,
one more year.
Another 365 days, so this happens again.
Right, man.
I'm not even like crazy excited about it because, like,
I mean,
I don't know why. Like, I'm waiting for my 21st birthday forever, and now it's coming. And it's like, man,
dude, I would be lit.
I'm probably gonna be lit like the day before. Like, you're gonna see me on Instagram just going crazy, just doing crazy
shit, huh? Man,
getting arrested or something. It's gonna be crazy.
Still got a year to go.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
It is.
I'm sure you can still get into bars, though, honestly.
Depending. I mean, I work at a club, so I can go into my club whenever I want, you know?
You know.
Not drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're a little weak in there. but
yeah, you work in the bartenders, and you have the beer. I said that before. You have the beer, so I got nothing, bro.
See, dude, I don't know, because when I shave it all off, I think, oh man, I should have kept it. But then when I keep it, I'm like, oh, I should shave
it's
it.
Annoying,
you know, it's like you never know. And mine's not fully grown in yet, so I mean, I have to keep shaving it. But people tell me to keep it because it makes me look older, and I don't want to look like a child. So it's like,
damn. Well, thanks.
No, I'm saying like it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad.
No, I'm kidding. I got a couple whiskers down here. I can pull on them a little bit. Right. On my chin.
Just draw it in, bro. Take a little Sharpie.
Like they
it does
do
the
with
trick.
The what do they do? The eyebrows.
The eyebrows.
Just pencil them in. Why not, bro?
Dude. You'd be surprised. There's so many girls that come into my job, and you can tell that everything is just like all of them damn near have lip fillers, if you know what those are. I mean, they make your lips look like Daffy Duck, and you sound like Daffy Duck too.
It just
looks so like
the eyebrow thing doesn't bother me. That's just like if your eyebrows are bad, okay, but it's the ones that I can like initially tell, like, yeah, you pencil those.
Some people
can do it, like, naturally, where it looks like, okay. Yeah. Like, you know Rose, right? Like, yeah. Hers are penciled in.
Right.
Like, hers looks fine.
Yeah, hers like, look normal. Good, though. Yeah.
I didn't even know they were penciled in until she told me.
But, so. Like, some people you can tell, it's like, oh, you might want to go to someone professional or something. Or have your friend help
spend
you.
The extra money.
Yeah,
It might not hurt your chances here.
Man.
Could be why you're single. No. But no, let's get into some UFC stuff.
Let's do it, man. I've been waiting.
We brought this up, 2 weeks ago. It's tough saying that.
Yeah.
We brought up the Masvidal.
Diaz.
No, Masvidal.
Ben Askren?
Ben Askren.
Okay.
He just won that, and then it's going to be Masvidal versus Nate Diaz.
Nate
you seen
Diaz.
That card?
Yeah.
That's about to be crazy. But my issue was I was irritated because Kobe Covington and Kamaru Usman, we already seen that little argument they had on the little commentary after he won against I forgot who.
Robbie Lawler.
Robbie Lawler.
He beat Robbie.
That was so tough. Robbie's one of my favorite fighters, too. I was rooting for him all the way.
He is. And fighters like that, it's like they come around. They don't come around often. Mm-hmm. You know, he's all heart and he can throw hands. But, I mean, Kobe is just more technical. I mean, he's a better wrestler.
I haven't looked at maybe two fights of Kobe. I haven't really looked at like Nate Diaz. I've looked at literally every single one of his fights.
Yeah.
And I know him. But like.
Kobe is more of he's super technical to where, like, he's not going to just throw a barrage of punches. Mm-hmm. He's more of like okay, 1-2, mm-hmm. wait a little,
leg
1-2,
mm-hmm.
you know, leg kick or takedown or, you know what I mean? He's super technical. So, I mean, in that aspect, he's a very good fighter. Mm-hmm. Just people don't like his personality.
Yeah.
But then there are people who do love it because, I mean, he's an asshole.
Yeah, I think people like that. But people like Nate Diaz for the same reason. He's like, I wouldn't say he's an asshole, but he doesn't care type attitude.
Yeah, Nate Diaz is more of like a...
Like, he'll fight you backstage, in a parking lot, wherever. Like, he's like, don't come at me with anything.
That's a fighter you can't hate.
Yeah.
Because, number one, he's never scared to fight anybody.
And, which is scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Exactly. And, I mean, if you ever heard him talk, he sounds... He doesn't sound great. You know, he sounds like he's been hitting his head 100 times, so it's like...
Between him and his brother.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he wants to keep doing it, I'll watch it,
and
especially against Jorge, which they're both very experienced
brawlers,
fighters, you know, and
but
they're badasses, dude. They're both like the definition of badass. And the thing about UFC is everyone's too scared to fight people. Like, they'll say, "Oh, that's my friend. I don't want to fight him."
Yeah, like, just like what was that fight? I think it was Saturday.
Gaethje and Cowboy?
Yeah. They were friends before that. And then, so I feel like Cowboy might have been hesitating on some of his punches, as I saw, but I don't know. It was a quick fight. What was it? The first round, right?
Yeah, that was really disappointing.
Yeah.
Really disappointing. I thought
Cowboy was going to win, honestly.
I mean, I always root for Cowboy, no matter who it's against.
He's just so entertaining.
I think I would even over Max Holloway. Like, if he would ever fight Max Holloway, I think I would root for Cerrone just because... You have to root for someone like that. You
and
know,
then he would definitely be the underdog in that card.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
But, yeah, he got starched, man. And Gaethje said it after the fight. He was like, I didn't want to keep hitting him. I mean, he was down.
Yeah, the ref, you know. I don't know why. He's done that a couple of times. I forget his name now, but, like, he hit him, like, 3 times, and he was, like, undefended. I'm like, dude, call the fight. Because in that case, you obviously get, like, concussions.
Right.
Brain damage from that. It's like, dude, let's be safe now. let's call it, But I was about to say. I just lost my train of thought completely.
Well, the thing I'd say, so that Nate Diaz and Jorge fight is the 2nd of November, I believe. Yeah, it's November 2nd, and it's the main card. It's the main fight.
Yeah.
But it's not a title fight. It's 5 rounds, and he doesn't want to put in. So there's no title fights on this card.
Well, I think they're trying to make a belt for them now.
BMF, baddest motherfucker.
Belt. The belt looks pretty cool, actually. It's like red and black. Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
I don't know what they're going to say when they announce it, though, because they can't say that on ESPN.
Yeah, they can't. That's not allowed.
Yeah. Bruce Buffer. He's not about to sit there and yell that shit out. But then again, you never know.
Hilarious.
What if they did?
I don't know. They might get the a free pass. Like, hey, guys, it's in the name.
Fine.
So
And a fine. Know.
Yeah, a couple of those.
Or they get it with the frick. They get it with the frick, make it easier. Baddest fricker. No, but.
Yeah, I was irritated, though, because Kobe Covington and Usman was saying, like, oh, we don't want to be a subcard. It's like, I think it's happening in New York, isn't it, the fight?
I'm not too sure.
I think it's in New York, either that or Vegas, but either one, those are huge venues. Yeah. So why are you, like, you're not as popular or not going to draw as many eyes as Masvidal? And obviously they're the welterweights. Yeah.
Yeah. So that I get where they're coming from. As a champion, why would you be second to someone? You know, if you're fighting, you should be. But I don't know, dude. It's just like that fight, Nate versus Jorge, that might be one of the biggest fights of all time, you know, just because attendance is going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. You know it's going to be sold out. People are going to be watching it
everywhere. Especially after Masvidal just knocked out Ben Askren.
And then Nate Diaz just beat Anthony Pettis. So they're both like...
at the top.
Yeah, right they're now, both back, like feeling good, you know, and it's one of them has to lose, you know, and that's the crazy part. You don't know. You don't want either of them to lose. Yeah. I don't want either of them to lose. But if I would be rooting for someone, it would be Jorge just because I like... I don't know, man. I just feel like he's a badass, dude. Yeah. He doesn't care. He doesn't. Like, you
that's
know?
Why that's why it's going to be a huge fight, because they both have their, like, I don't know, the charisma or whatever that they have backstage off the camera, because Masvidal, he got into that backstage fight. It wasn't even a fight, really. The guy was just
talking shit. Yeah.
While he was in an interview and he walked up to him with his hands behind his back. He's like, what'd you say? And then
stuck
boom,
his
boom.
Ass. Yeah, cool. Quick, bro. He doesn't play. And see, that's the thing. After that fight with Ben Askren, he said he doesn't like him. Like, he's like, if I see him in the grocery store, you know, he's going to catch the hands. Yeah. Like, you know, he doesn't. So, I mean.
Yeah, he doesn't like disrespect. Neither one of them.
Yeah, obviously. He's a humble dude, but it's like, don't talk shit to him. Yeah. You know, because he doesn't play.
I didn't know. He's been fighting a really long time, and I didn't realize how long. Because he was fighting with, doing street fights. What's his name? He passed away not so long ago when we were in
Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo,
yeah.
They did like the street fights with him.
Yeah, I remember. When he was younger. Yeah, I seen him on one of the videos a long time ago.
Wild, man.
Man, do you remember when Kimbo was doing that?
I remember a lot of it. Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's like half of it is like there, and this other half, if I see it, I'll know. I remember that fight.
I remember when he first went big, and this is huge dude going around. Hey, man, you want to fight? And people would say, yeah. And he would knock him out. Like, three people would take him on, and he would just knock them all out. And it's just like, damn, bro. Like, this is insane.
And how did he pass away, though? I don't remember.
I think it was a heart attack.
Heart attack.
Yeah. Well, his last fight was against this dude named Dada 3000 or something that. Yeah, Dada. And he died in the ring.
He died from the fight?
Dada, like, his heart stopped for, like, a good 10 seconds, and then it. Like, he came back to it. Like, he literally,
I remember
died in the ring
saying something
for a
about
second.
That. I didn't see the fight. I just remember hearing about it.
But, like, it was so bad, bro. Just imagine the two worst fighters in the world just throwing haymakers at each other, bro. Just so sloppy, falling down as they're punching. And then I was like, Kimbo needs to give it up. Yeah. But, it was sad when he passed, for sure.
We were in class when we heard about that. We were like, man, like, everybody knew who he was, except like one person. He's like, who's Kim? I was like, all right,
fuck you. No, man, he was crazy, dude.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that fight. It is in New York, like I said, but I'm pretty sure, like, I would say 87% sure it's in New York, but I think that's just like an ego thing. Like, if they, like, take into consideration, like, okay, this is obviously going to be one of the biggest fights ever.
Right.
I think the biggest fight of all time is probably... John Jones and Gustafsson. That's probably just as like a brawl, technical.
You talking about their first fight?
Yeah, the first fight.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
that's the second. The second one was no. Yeah, first fight for sure. Second fight of all time was probably Conor and Khabib, just because.
Why not? I say
that because Khabib isn't one to like talk trash at all. He's a very humble dude, obviously. Mm-hmm, and then when kind of triggered him, he threw the dolly. I kept playing that replay on the trailer for the promotion of the fight.
Right.
Threw the dolly at the bus window, almost killed him and his whole like team, basically.
That was a big fight, but it kind of got ruined after that shit happened after the fight.
After the fight. That shit, I think that's why it's one of the biggest ones ever, because he's like, that took him out of character. That was the biggest
fight. Took Khabib out of character.
Yeah, took Khabib out of
character. Conor didn't do shit.
Yeah,
he was
Conor
just
was,
in there.
Yeah, he was in there. He got hit a couple times by two random dudes. I don't even know who they were.
Right, which... They knew if it was one-on-one, they wouldn't do that shit.
I'm pretty sure they're still doing
that's, yeah, and the fact that the fact that Conor got in trouble for that after, he was just sitting there, and two guys ran up and started punching him. Of course he's going to defend himself. Yeah. Like, what? He's a professional fighter. 100%. That's what he does.
I don't know.
But, I mean, Conor has been going through, he's been doing a lot of stupid shit lately. But as far as the best fight, I mean, John Jones and, I give you that one, John Jones and Alex Gustafsson, the first fight.
What would you say the second one is, though?
Dude, there's so many. There's so many. A recent fight was just Kevin Gastelum and Adesanya. That was a brawl. Like, they were fighting five rounds straight, but then Adesanya eventually got him in the fifth round. But, like, that's... Khabib kind of Khabib dominated that fight against Conor. Yeah. Even in stand-up, he dropped him. That's like, true. You know, like, Conor came out trying to swing, trying to, you know, losing all his energy right away. Yeah. And Khabib is that type
after
of fighter.
After the first, I say, round and a half, this is just, like, Conor's out. Like, after that, easy win.
Yeah, he wears out. And Khabib is the type of fighter that no matter what, I mean, he does get tired fourth, fifth round, but that three rounds, dude, he doesn't break a sweat. Yeah. So it's like.
And he doesn't even, like, lose rounds.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very, he's only lost, what, two rounds out of his whole career?
And then he just dominated that fight against Dustin. I mean,
Dustin, that was very disappointing.
Dustin connected one time, then he tried to finish him, but he wore himself out.
Yeah, he was trying to, what was it, a guillotine.
And then he tried to get him in a guillotine, and he had it. It was tight. Like, I didn't think
it didn't look that tight to me.
It looked tight, dude. Like, I was watching that fight companion, and they were all saying, too, like, dude, that's tight. And like, and Khabib just got out of it, and then eventually kind of just... I've never seen such a smooth submission in my life. Yeah. Khabib was so smooth with it. Like, didn't force it. He just kind of just wrapped his arm around and then just sunk it in so quick, and Dustin couldn't do shit about it.
Like,
Yeah.
And at that point, you're either going to go out, because he's not going to let go. He's like a vice versa. He wrestles bear.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. He's a fucking maniac. And then he jumped over the cage again.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, going to go crazy. I'm like, bro, come on. You didn't learn your lesson.
Right, yeah. And then he hugged
Dana White. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Dana
that's
looked cool. scared.
Like, he was like, oh,
yeah,
crap.
His face was red. Like, he was about to shit himself. But, yeah, that was a good fight. But I think the fight to make and to watch is Tony Ferguson versus Khabib.
Yeah, they keep talking about that one. That's going to be interesting. Neither one of them have, like, fought anybody else like them. Khabib's, like, the top wrestler probably of all time to me, like, as far as UFC
goes.
Yeah,
he's up there. He's top. He's even arguably the greatest UFC fighter of all time. If he wins the next, like, 2-3 fights, he might even retire after that, because he said he doesn't want to be in it for that long, you know? And why wouldn't you want to go out on top 30-0?
And then who else is he gonna fight, though?
After Tony?
Tony, I mean, they were saying...
maybe Gaethje, that's what they were saying, but I don't like that.
No. I don't think Gaethje's earned... he's 21-2, so what's...
Yeah, he's been... I mean, his last three fights have been all first-round knockouts. So, I mean, he's... Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, he's been doing... And he just knocked out Cowboy. Cowboy's not a scrub.
That's a big name, for sure.
So, but I mean, I don't know. I think Tony and Khabib is the fight because Tony is that other guy who doesn't get tired. You know, like, he's a guy who literally, even in the fourth and fifth round, that's his round. You know, like, the first three, I mean, he's still Tony, but fourth and fifth round, he's dangerous.
We know, obviously, Khabib can strike. I didn't know he can strike that good until I seen him in the Conor fight, and it was another fight he did before that.
I think that Khabib can't really strike because if you notice, he only starts to strike after he's taken someone down five times and everyone's just like, okay, when is he going to take down? When is he going to take down? They're not worried about his striking. Yeah. So when he does do it, it catches him off guard. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say he's a terrible striker, but I mean, he's not like top tier, you know, like. If he was going to sit there and bang with Dustin Poirier, that wouldn't have worked out.
He would have
got knocked out, you know? So it's like, he knows what he's doing, for sure.
But at the same time, like, Khabib's such a good wrestler. They were training, like, I've seen the embedded videos that UFC posted. He was literally training for, like, the entire time. Like, okay, if I'm up, he's going to take me down when I'm up against the cage. But I don't think what they prepare for, if you notice, they didn't prepare for, like, he should have tried to stay in the center of the ring, because if he tried to stay in the center of the ring, he can easily catch him with the uppercut or a left hook or whatever and make it easier. He was, like, backing up towards the cage, which messed him up.
Right.
So they should have practiced the – not saying Khabib's such a good fighter. How can you really prepare for it? But at the same time, if he had to train to, like, stay in the center of the ring more, I feel like he would have won.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why Tony and Khabib is so interesting, because – he can't do that to Tony. Yeah. He can't try to shoot him
Tony's
down
a really good wrestler,
because he's
too.
Yeah, he's
– To me, I don't think he's the best striker either. I would say that.
But see, Tony is a wild striker, so you never know what he's going to throw. He might hit you with a jab and then immediately throw a spinning back heel.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's coming. It's insane. Like, he likes his elbows. He likes his knees. He likes all that type of stuff. You know, he's a crazy fighter.
Yeah.
And he's like...
His cardio is good, too. Yeah. That's how Khabib wins a lot, too. He tires him out after, like...
He's unpredictable. You don't know what he's going to do.
It's a pretty interesting fight, for
sure. Definitely.
Yeah. But another one is... What do we say when we walked in here? Is her name?
I don't know how to say her name.
I'm gonna butcher it. I know. It's like I think it's Wei Li.
Wei Li Zhang.
Yeah, she's the new strawweight champion. She just beat Jessica Andrade.
Yeah,
which is crazy. In her hometown, dude, which is the first UFC fight in, was it China? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be okay? So Jessica Andrade is, well, first she shouldn't have been champion to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that
was
fight,
a fluke with Rose Namajunas.
100%. Yeah. Dude, she could have finished that fight in the first round, but she was just getting a little like, oh, let me dominate. Let me show what I can do. Mm-hmm. And then she just got picked up and slammed on her neck.
Do you know she's fighting again? Cause she,
she's done.
Really?
I think she's retired, yeah. Wow. Which is sad because she's a good fighter.
She's a beast.
Yeah, she's a beast.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's wild, though.
But yeah, so, I mean, she starched Andrade, like, or Andrade, or whatever, however you say her name.
Yeah, I think it's Andrade.
Yeah, starched her, and I didn't see that coming, because, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the first Chinese champion in UFC history.
Yeah. And that was the first, like, event, like, major event in China. I mean, one FC has their events there, but it's not as far as UFC goes. But yeah, that's wild, though.
Wild, dude. I didn't...
Like, I brought up a couple... Maybe once or twice in the show. My boy, he came on the show, Leon. He had a boxing fight, and it was the first one in like 2 years, and he brought in his entire family there. We already talked about this. It's okay if I say it. But he ended up losing that fight
because
of the pressure from his family, I feel like, because I've seen him fight in the gym like 2 hours straight, just like nonstop doing rounds. Mm-hmm. And then he was in the fight, and I'm like, he looks off. So it was the pressure from that. But for her to win in her hometown with the entire country watching her, that was pretty impressive.
See, sometimes...
And to dominate like that, too. Yeah.
Sometimes being at home... It's not, like, people always say you need home field advantage, but it's not always an advantage because when you're at home, you feel so much pressure on you. Mm-hmm. When you're away, it's like, okay, like...
Nobody likes me. I'm going to go stay focused
on
what I do.
Stay focused. Like, I'm going to prove them wrong.
Dustin Poirier, he fought in, like, I don't know if it was Rio or Mexico or something, knocked the guy out, and then the whole crowd was just, like, booing him and stuff. He didn't care about that stuff. So it's not always an advantage, but in her case...
Especially like in fighting, I feel like... I mean... How can you really say, like, because they fought in Abu Dhabi, right?
Yeah.
And everyone was saying, oh, Khabib's got an advantage, got an advantage. But, I mean, how? When you close that octagon, it's the same shit as it would be if it was in a neighborhood in fucking Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no matter where it is, bro. Mm-hmm. You line up and you touch gloves. It doesn't matter where it's at. It's going to be the same.
And he's from there? Is he, or is he?
He's from Russia. Okay. Yeah, he's from Russia.
Gotcha. Yeah. But, yeah. That's another interesting fight. I'm waiting for Max to make his reappearance. He lost to Dustin in his last fight, which
I don't know.
So much bigger in that fight. Like, Dustin looks like way bigger than him. I think he just needs to stay in the featherweight division. Max does.
Obviously, it's an L on his record.
Yeah.
But I don't count it as an L. Like, I'm a huge Max Holloway fan.
Yeah, I don't consider, like, if you look at, like, all the build up to it, like, like I say, first of all, Dustin looked like way bigger than him.
Bigger.
Obviously, Dustin is just like a more
stronger,
like, built person, but.
Well, see, when they came in, they were in the same weight class, and Dustin couldn't really find his niche in the 145.
Yeah.
So then he went up to 55, and he's been great. You know, like, you know, that he found his niche is 55.
Yeah.
And Max Holloway is the best featherweight of all time, you know?
And then Max, he doesn't have, like I said, he's one of my favorite fighters of all time, but he doesn't have, like that knockout power. Like, did you see the Ortega and him fighting?
Yeah.
That was another good, really good fight, too.
That was a dominant fight. That was one of the most dominant fights I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've never seen someone literally just pick and choose what he was going to do throughout the whole fight. And he could have ended that fight earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, nah. He was like, you know, let's just keep going.
But, yeah, we just know about Ortega. He can take a punch.
Hell
for sure.
Yeah. Hell
he
yeah.
hit him with, like, a 12-piece combo. Yeah. I was like, how is he still
And he's
standing?
Young, dude. Ortega's young,
man. Oh, yeah,
man.
He's super young. He's really good at wrestling. Yeah.
He's got a bright future.
100%.
Dude, but Holloway is just so... He's so good, man. It's like his punches. Mm-hmm. He's the best boxer. One of the best boxers I've seen in UFC history.
He's my favorite. Like, he's not even like a boxing. I don't think he comes from a boxing background. I think it's like jiu-jitsu or something. But he just transformed into everything. Even his wrestling is like all around solid. Mm-hmm. So
and
it's pretty.
He's kind of a showboat too, which I like a lot.
Yeah, he's just like silly, right? Yeah. Have you seen his kid? His kid's the same.
Yeah,
way. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm waiting for his fight. Who's he gonna go against?
I don't know, dude. I think his last fight was against Frankie.
No, it was Dustin, right?
No, his last fight.
He fought after.
Yeah, he fought Frankie. Who did Frankie Edgar just fight? I want to say it was Max Holloway. Like, I'm almost positive it was Max Holloway.
Yeah, look that up. But I don't know. He's so dominant. It's like the John Jones situation, for example. He just fought Santiago or whatever his name. Yeah. Dominated him, I feel like.
I mean, he kind of tore everything in his leg and went five rounds with him still. So, I mean, Santos, like, yeah, so his last fight was against Frankie Edgar.
Okay.
He beat him.
He won that.
Yeah, it was a unanimous decision, five rounds.
I don't know why I don't remember that one. Huh.
It was July 27th. It wasn't like a huge, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, promotion might not have been.
Yeah, it was Frankie's, like, you know, this is his one of his last chances. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't do it now, he's done for.
Yeah, but I think he should be done now. Is he done now?
He should be. Yeah. You know, he's been a champion.
He doesn't have anything
else to
prove.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, for you know, sure. Like, what do you have to prove? Yeah. It's just the only thing is, me as a competitor, I couldn't leave on a loss. So, like,
yeah, I would have to.
You would have to find your fight, get the win, and then retire.
Yeah.
You know? But some people are fine with losing and retiring.
It's not for everybody. Yeah. But, like, even, what's her name? I was so mad when she retired. She's at, not Bantamweight, Bellator now. Cyborg. Chris Cyborg? Yeah. She just signed the biggest contract ever.
Yeah.
Well, female contract ever with Bellator.
Yeah.
So.
Well, have you seen how she cuts weight?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's like scary.
It's really, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Ever.
She goes through a lot of pain doing that shit.
Not even that would be scared to do. I wouldn't be able to take it. Because, okay, people don't know what we're talking about. One of the techniques she does is wrap herself in like 30 blankets and just sits in a hot room. The room is like 90 degrees while she's in all these blankets wrapped up and she just sweats it out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that for like, how long is she in there? Like an hour or 45
Some
minutes?
Some crazy shit like that.
It's ridiculous. And then she'll do that like six times a night. So she'll wrap up, get out, get in the ice bath for another, not even an hour, maybe 15 minutes to cool off and then get right back in there and cut away. I'm like, what?
It's insane.
Nobody else has ever even been able to, I wouldn't be able to tolerate it.
Yeah. See, I was never on the Cyborg train like that. Everyone was, and I've always been on the Nunes train.
I'm not really. I can't get on the Nunes train.
Oh my God, dude. How?
Like, okay, I keep bringing up this fight. This is the second time I brought this fight up. Mm-hmm. But the Shevchenko, Valentina, Valentina Shevchenko, and Amanda Nunes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but the judges had to rig that fight. Like, if you watch the fight, she totally lost. Only cut that Valentino had on her entire body. Not even just like saying cuts, but like all significant strikes were better, stuff like that. She had one cut on her shin from kicking Nunes in the teeth. Like, that's how bad the fight. Like, she dominated that entire fight, and then they gave it to her. And then I was watching Amanda Nunes like fights before, and I'm like, she's just not that she gets lucky because she's a great striker, but
well,
I don't know.
Number one, she was very young. Two, she beat who everyone thought was the greatest woman fighter of all time, Ronda Rousey. In under a minute.
But then
went on, I forgot who she fought after that. She eventually, who everyone was saying Chris Cyborg's the scariest woman on the planet, knocked her out quick
that was
in
crazy.
The first round.
That was pretty good.
And then knocked out Holly Holm, who beat Ronda Rousey with a head kick, which is Holly Holm's
signature.
Like, yeah, that's her signature move.
And
so
that's
like,
how Nunes won.
How can you? It's so hard not to say that she's the GOAT. Like, she's a double champ. She defends her titles every time with knockouts. You know, it's never like she looks bad.
Wait, she looks great. Wait, what is the other belt for? Because
I'm not sure.
For women, it's only bantamweight and strawweight, right? Or is there a flyweight too?
I think there's a flyweight too. I know she has two belts. That's the thing. I know she has two belts. I don't know. I'm not sure about. I don't really watch women's that much.
I gotta look into it. I think I look at both women's and men equally.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't know what the other belt
is
for.
I mean, I don't even really watch. I mean, I only watch big names. You know, like I know a lot of people who are like, dude, there's a lot of good on the undercard.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Aaron Pico. He was a big name for a while and he got knocked out.
Right.
Terrible.
I don't really care to see shit like that. You know, it's like, okay.
It's understandable though.
If I see him, then they'll be on the main card. Mm-hmm. But if they're not, I'm not about to waste my time to watch these guys fight.
Yeah, just invest your. I understand. You invest yourself into like a fighter who's probably not going to, you know.
And I already have my fighters. You know, it's like, I mean, sometimes a new fighter comes along and you can't help but, you know, be a fan. But it's like, I got to stay to my roots. I got to stay to Max Holloway and Tyron Woodley.
Tyron,
so sad.
Very disappointing, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that was probably one of the
worst fights ever. We're talking about the same one, Usman, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's not, they got to run that back, I feel like.
Dude, I don't buy it, though. He said, See, he
you
said
what Usman said, or
no, what Tyron said. He said it was like he was in a dream. You know those dreams where you fight, you're punching, but it just doesn't connect, and you know.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
That's what he was saying. He was like, it was like a bad dream, and I just couldn't get out of it. And he was like, you know, he was making excuses, but that's not an excuse because Usman. If you watch the press conference, Tyron was saying like all this shit, like, "Oh, you're gonna see, I'm gonna have the belt," and Usman was just like, "I'm waiting, you know, I'm ready, you'll see."
Yeah,
and then ran through him. Like, it was nothing. Yeah. Like, I've never seen a champion get dominated that way.
Yeah, wrestling. Yeah, it wasn't a stand-up fight, obviously. It was on the ground the whole time, basically.
Right.
But, yeah, if they had stood up, I feel like Tyron would have won. But even then, he was pulling some of his punches. Yeah. Like, he could have knocked him out a couple of times that I saw.
Yeah, and Tyron's had a lot of, like, lucky wins. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that he connected with Robbie. Mm-hmm. You know, he just threw a prayer up and, you know.
Landed on the tip of his chin. Yeah. Yeah.
Against Wonder Boy twice. Mm-hmm. He beat Wonder Boy twice.
Yeah.
Both fights were great fights. You know, like you could have.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing the second one.
The first one.
The first one.
Yeah. The first one was. You can even say Wonder Boy won.
Toss up, man. But I don't like when they do run back fights a lot. Like Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor. They keep talking about, what is it, the fourth fight they're going to do?
Third.
If they
were
going to
see that. Yeah. If they were going to do it, they should have did that years ago. Yeah.
And then. Please, I don't know if you know, somebody help me understand how the rankings work. Because Conor McGregor has lost his last, three fights in the UFC, I think. And then he lost against Mayweather in boxing, which is obviously separate from the UFC. But he's like number six ranking somehow.
In the ranking?
Yeah, I don't understand. So I don't know if they're doing it by popularity
probably. Has to be. Yeah, pound for, because... I don't know, dude. Can you name a lot of fighters who you think are better than Conor McGregor? Like, I can go easy, John Jones, Khabib.
Max.
That's a toss-up because Max and Conor that's a good fight. And Conor beat Max.
The first time when he was really young.
Really
he
young.
First started.
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, that's a toss-up.
Yeah.
I mean,
but now, did you see...
But you can't even put in heavyweights and light heavyweights because... Conor's not that.
I would name some fighter. I'm just trying to think weight class. I'm like, scramble, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But,
so it's like.
Did you see, what's his name? Dustin Poirier tweeted. He was like, I think Conor McGregor is the best fight for me right now. Mm-hmm. And then Conor tweeted back. He was like, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. I don't have the exact tweet or whatever. But he's basically like, you're not on my level or whatever. I'm like, you're ranked six. He just lost against a title shot. So I'm like, he's definitely...
On your level.
Yeah.
Well, see, Conor's that type of guy. It's like, no matter how long he's out, he's probably going to get
the top fight.
He thinks
he's
going to
be... Yeah.
And he's probably going to get it.
Yeah,
you know?
Because
like,
of his name.
Yeah, he's going to get it. The money it'll bring Dana White. I've heard that the UFC, like, Theo Von was saying on his podcast, he went to a UFC event and he was like, dude, it just feels like... dirty. He's like, like being around Dana White, it just feels dirty. You know, it's like you get bad vibes from him.
Yeah.
Because he's all about himself, you know?
All about
Don't get me wrong. His performance of the night goes to this guy, he gets 50 grand. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds good, but that 50 grand's going all to the damages you just took in hitting your head and shit. You know, it's like at the end of the day, by the time you're 60, 70, you're not making shit. You know, like these guys should be paid. You know, they don't get paid for the money they bring in, the promotion, none of that.
I was thinking about that too, because it's like they take in a lot of money, like the UFC as a whole. But like, let's say NBA, for example, you get like in a 4-year contract, you get what, 130 million? That's just one of the higher ones, but obviously.
That's one of the higher ones for sure.
But yeah.
Because NFL, they don't get paid as much as like basketball.
Yeah. Like, even baseball, they get paid more than UFC fighters.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. I'm like, UFC fighters are constantly, like, training for, like, 6 months at a time, 6 weeks, whatever it is. And then they're putting their bodies on the line. Yeah. And then they bring in a huge crowd, not to mention just, like, the seats in general. Because they have, like, 20,000, whatever, 30,000 seats in the arena, pay-per-view sales, plus the promotion and stuff, all those. It's a lot of money.
Right. Well, see, and
why Dana's one of the richest people ever. Because
when they
when
they went to ESPN, that's another reason why he did it. It's because when they were doing, when people were just buying the, the pay per views and stuff.
Yeah.
Part of that would go to the fighters and stuff, you know. But now that it's ESPN, they don't see none of that pay per view money.
No.
So it's like, what the contract they sign, that's what they make and shit. You know, I mean, unless you have. I mean, unless you're Conor or someone, you got like sponsorships and stuff.
Yeah, but Conor has like his McGregor Sports or whatever. And he has like, what's that whiskey he made?
Proper 12.
Proper 12.
Proper 12, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like hats off to Dana. Obviously, he's a great businessman. Yeah, obviously, he's making all that money. But,
I just think he's
slimy.
Very. Yeah. Very.
I understand what you mean, though.
He sure. A lot of those fighters deserve more. 100%. And it's slowly growing into, I'd say it's top three most popular sports right now.
I would say so. It's definitely top more three. Popular in the U.S. than it ever has been. I've always been into it since, like, I want to say, like, sixth or seventh grade. Mm-hmm. My friend K.R.E. Winston, he had, like, it was funny. He had, like, the school fight, and then he ended up, I guess he lost.
Right.
I don't know. It's like a kid fight, so it doesn't. But he got into UFC a lot, and I was like, what is UFC? And he told me about it, and that's, like, at the time when, what is his name? Like, what's one of the greats that Conor fought? I can't even think of his name. Jose Aldo,
like,
those people were popping. So that's how I got into it initially. Right. But, yeah, it's definitely huge now.
Dude, back in the day, that was some good-ass fighting, because you had Chuck Liddell.
Chuck.
Then, who always had a problem with Rashad. Rashad and Rampage, that was, like, the duo. Like,
I don't even remember him retiring Rampage. He just kind of fell off for me.
Yeah.
I didn't notice him at all leaving.
Yeah, he was, like, one of those fighters who didn't know when to give it up. You know, there's a lot of them that don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
Rashad, one of them. Chuck Liddell, one of them.
Chuck Liddell's talking about fighting again, though.
He did fight not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, he's like 50. He got knocked out.
Terrible.
I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You're 50 years old and you get hit by another grown man, you're probably going to go to sleep, dude.
Oh, my God. It's two fighters that are trying to fight again. Well, not fight again. GSP, they're talking about him and Khabib.
I'm
like, I don't want to see that.
I don't, because I don't want to watch. GSP. I'm scared Khabib might dominate him.
He's going to dominate him for sure. That's what I don't
but
want.
But
see,
but
that.
At the same time, you can't
I'm
for
thinking
sure.
about it as like, okay, Khabib has what, maybe two, at the most, three fights left in him that he's going to do. Because he's what, 20, is it 27 and 0 now?
He's 28, no.
Okay, 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has like three fights in him. I don't want to waste a fight on GSP, which you know, he is older, not saying he's not good,
right.
but he's still very talented as a fighter, but Khabib is just so dominant. He's in his prime.
He's in his prime. But, dude, George is he's just different. You know, like, he's strong. His wrestling background is insane. Mm-hmm. Damn near, if not better than Khabib's. Like, George is known for his ground game, you know? So, like, I don't know. I think that would be a good fight. But at the same time, I don't want to see it because he's so much older. I want to see them when they're at their prime, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I was actually just thinking that the other day. It's like, we never get to see,
like, the big fighters,
the greats fight each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you do see, like when Pacquiao and Mayweather fought, they were so old and out. You know, it's like, come on, that's not even entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see John Jones versus fucking Anderson Silva. Yeah. That's the fight I would pay so much money to see that fight.
That would be a pretty dope fight. Yeah. I can see that.
But, like, you'll never see it.
Yeah, you'll never see it.
Never see it.
I can picture it, though. Yeah. It'll be fucking tremendous.
Tremendous. Yeah.
But, like, what's his name? He didn't get knocked out. Todd Duffy. You remember him?
Todd Duffy.
Yeah, he's just like a...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, if you see him, you'll know. He's like box chin type. Like the super jack dude.
Yeah.
And he fought...
He's a
bum. I think
bum,
it was a Saturday. I don't even know. He was out for like 4 years for some like health... I think it was like really serious like health issues, but he's back now. He was wrestling like... I mean, he's fighting before like all knowing them. So he's been... He's like the original boys.
Okay,
and,
he's going to get knocked out.
Yeah.
He's
and,
done.
He basically got poked in the eye during the fight Saturday. I think it was Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
And now they're going to reschedule, I guess. But it just he didn't even look.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I think you should have stopped, Todd. Please.
I think, dude, it's just like at a certain point, why don't you think about your family? Don't you think about when you're older?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why... There's football players who even have problems with talking.
Yeah.
And they don't even know what the fuck's going
but
on
like
half the
UFC,
time.
UFC, like I said, you're actually getting punched, taking shins, elbows to the head. And it's
Even in practice and training, bro, you still get hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I mean, there are people who don't spar at all. There's people who do full-out spar through their training camp.
Yeah. Like, I don't think, does Kamaru Usman, does he spar at all?
I'm not sure.
He does. I know he said... Which I don't know why he would say this on air. He said he has really bad knees. So like,
yeah, his knees are fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucked.
I don't know why.
But he's had them since college. So it's like, I mean, people already knew in a way.
Mm.
But, I mean, that's just, everyone's got bad something.
Yeah,
Every UFC fighter's got a weakness, you know. But knees
like,
is like, that's tough.
If you, any knee shot, I don't care how big you are, you're going to fall.
Hell yeah. And people don't realize how hard they kick, dude. Like, those little leg kicks to the thigh,
man.
They smack, dude.
Like, you'll see massive bruises. Like, he just went paintballing or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's
crazy. In the morning, that shit kills. You Man. Know it kills.
Terrible.
Terrible.
But what's his name? Cowboy. You see his I guess it wasn't the press conference interview. It was like him and his kid backstage, and then the reporter caught him or whatever. You see that?
Mm-mm.
He's basically saying, they were like, oh, are you going to keep fighting or what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going after the belt still. He's like, people are saying I should retire. And he's like, basically, he's going to keep trying, teach his kids something, basically. And I was like, at that point, I'm like, okay, I can kind of understand it. Cowboy is still very talented. He still
dude, but it's like, okay, at a certain age, how old is he, 40?
He's like 39.
He's up there. So it's like, he's doing it for his kid. Do you want to talk to your kid in 10 years?
Yeah,
or do you want to be
like,
stupid?
Yeah.
You know, your kid
don't
understand.
I don't agree with that.
You.
But at the same time, I can see he's trying to teach him something.
You just lost your last two fights, bro. Yeah. Against two good fighters. Mm-hmm. You know, two good fighters. The fights he won, they were against decent fighters, mm-hmm. but they were no one fucking, you know, crazy.
Yeah,
what was one dude's name? Alex Gonzalez or something, mm-hmm. or something. Some young kid who was just running his mouth. Mm-hmm. Okay, he got his ass beat.
And then people are saying, oh, he should still be in the UFC. He just didn't fight top game people. I'm like, if you're in the UFC, what are you in it for? Unless you're jumping off for the belt,
right?
And not to say, okay, if Cowboy doesn't get the belt, he's still going to be one of the greatest mm-hmm. of all time.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. So I don't understand when people say, oh, if you don't get the belt, it's not worth it. If you look at his back, like, nobody has more, like, we talked about the bonuses a minute ago. Nobody has more bonuses. Nobody has more knockouts. Like, nobody has more fights than this guy.
Yeah.
And he's dominated most of them.
Right.
100%, so.
Yeah, dude, I think the winner of Nate and Jorge mm-hmm. has to fight for the championship. They have to, because I think Jorge deserves the title shot already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean,
what weight class are they in? Is it
feather? Welterweight?
Welter?
I think it's welterweight. Okay. Or middleweight, one of them. I'm not sure. But I think they deserve a title fight, 100%. Because Jorge's a badass, Nate's a badass, and they would love to do it again.
Be back on
I would love to see it, dude. I would love to see it. And this fight is 5 rounds, so it's kind of like a championship fight. So
basically,
we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I forgot it was 5 rounds. That's weird. It's not a title match. But yeah, I guess they're going to make the belt, I guess. But they have to in that regard. But yeah.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see.
Man. A lot of shit coming up on UFC. A lot of shit.
And then even in boxing, like we have, I know we're wrapping up on time here, but we got, what's his name? Fury, he almost lost his fight.
Yeah. Did you see that cut on his eye?
Terrible.
Terrible.
I was like, man, can he see? And then the guy who was, like, putting the stuff on his face was, like, putting it in his eye. I'm like, bro, you're making it worse.
Right.
Stop it, please.
Yeah, that looked bad.
Yeah. And then he's supposed
really
to be fighting.
Bad.
I don't know who he's fighting next. Is it Ruiz he's fighting?
Who?
Fury? Fury.
Oh, he's fighting Wilder.
Wilder's next?
Yeah, he's fighting him in February.
I'm so excited.
I'm pretty sure
it's
February, but I know Ruiz and Joshua are fighting in December.
Okay, for the record, though, on record, who do you think won the first fight between Wilder and Fury?
I think they got it right. I think Tyson Fury beat him mm-hmm. until he got knocked down twice.
Yeah.
And at that point, when you get knocked down twice,
it takes
you got to give
the point
it, you
system,
know. And they kind of gave Tyson an extra second. Mm-hmm. If you watch the replay, you know, he was kind of, you know, the ref gave him a couple extra seconds, maybe even 3 seconds, you know. So
it was extra time for sure.
I don't know. I don't think Tyson Fury can. Dude, he's a good fighter. He just looks so sloppy. He looks fat. He looks out of shape. He looks sloppy.
Like, his style is weird too.
Yeah, and his punches don't look like they hurt. They probably do. Don't get me wrong. He's like 6'10", so his punches gotta hurt.
Yeah.
But like, they just don't, for his size, you know, in that weight class.
He doesn't have that
knockout power. They look so, like, you know, they look just little soft jabs. And Deontay Wilder's got them bombers
meaty,
on him, dude.
Like,
it's like, come
on,
bro.
His hands are gigantic. Yeah. The mittens.
I think if Ruiz beats Joshua again, I don't want to hear the fluke shit. You know, people say, oh, it was fluke. It might have been fluke, you know? Mm. But at the end of the day, he fucking beat
the shit out
of Joshua.
I feel like he dominated.
Joshua, the only thing I'd say is Joshua got ahead of himself. He knocked him down early, and he just pressed him. You know, he got close. He didn't keep his distance. Mm. And Andrew Ruiz is a very fast striker. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, if you ever see his videos, he's really quick. So, I mean, he just caught him with one, and that was pretty much it. Pretty much it.
Wild stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. We'll get more into boxing stuff probably next week. And
yeah, sounds good, bro.
Gonna have some guests on next
10th
week.
10th episode,
sure.
man.
Yeah, this was crazy. Episode X, man.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to just be me and you today.
Yeah,
I was like,
man.
I can bring guests on this today, but just chill, chilling, bro.
Hell yeah, we got plenty more to go.
Oh yeah,
plenty,
a lot more, man, a lot more. But yeah, we'll wrap it up now. We'll see you guys same time next Tuesday.
Sounds good.
All right, guys.